some, but the best was yet to come as we listen. If you ain't down, you better not hang around. Laugh about it, jam.
It's what y'all really want. You can't front. That's like being a weed head. Sitting out.
Sure. Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat.
raised on modern intensive production farms and killed in slaughterhouses, it is cold, inescapable reality. Once you see for yourself the routine cruelty involved in raising animals for food, you'll understand why millions of compassionate people have decided to leave meat off their plates for good. Probably the most abused animals on the face of the planet. They're crammed in filthy sheds by the tens of thousands, immersed in their own excrement among the corpses of other birds who died.
Turkey we're about to eat. And for the turkey farms, where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special
heart attacks or stress.
And dirt and poop. Oh, and thank you for rainbows. Amen.
Some even die of starvation brought on with becoming crippled from growing so large, so fast, that their legs can't withstand the weight, which makes them unable to reach food. After being genetically manipulated and fed antibiotics to promote unnaturally rapid growth, their hearts, lungs, and legs often break down under the added weight. Heart attacks and crippling leg deformities are far too common. A PETA investigation found this farmer killing sick and injured turkeys by beating them with a metal rod and then tossing them aside, leaving them still conscious and suffering. This was deemed legal and standard by the industry. These turkeys were left to languish for 6 hours before being loaded back onto another truck to be taken, injured, to the slaughterhouse, another 4 hours from the scene of this accident. This undercover video shows the standard method of gathering chickens for slaughter. After enduring weeks in filthy, crowded conditions, the animals are loaded onto trucks and taken to weather conditions without food or water to...
Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Where they are snapped into shackles by their fragile legs and have their throats slit, often while still conscious.
Thank you for when they burn their clothes off.
Shopping season got off to a violent start. A temporary Walmart worker was trampled to death by shoppers eager for post-Thanksgiving bargains. About 2,000 people waited outside this New York Walmart before it opened early on Black Friday. Witnesses said once the doors opened, the impatient crowd knocked the worker down. And then some shoppers stepped over him and streamed into the store on Long Island. Dozens of store employees tried to help the man, but it was too late. At least four other people, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant, were treated for minor injuries. The store was closed for several hours after the incident. Investigators said they were reviewing surveillance videos, and some said criminal charges are possible in the case. California, shots rang out inside a crowded toy store. Authorities said two men shot and killed each other inside a Palm Desert Toys R Us. A shooting happened near the front of the store in the checkout area. Investigators say there was a fight between the two men, but it wasn't over a toy. Toys R Us has issued a statement expressing outrage over the violence. Elsewhere at malls and stores around the country, it was the usual hectic start of the season as crowds of shoppers picked through piles of discounted merchandise.
WCOM Radio 103.5 LPFM Chapel Hill Harbor. I'm furious. Can't you tell?
Some shoppers said they're cutting their holiday budgets this year because of economic worries. We'll be right back.
thought it couldn't be any worse, think again. Between 5 and 11 hens are crammed into tiny wire cages during egg production. The animals might go insane from the oppressive conditions and attack one another, so their beaks, which are filled with nerve endings, are painfully seared off with a hot blade. These hens are so crowded that they are unable to spread even one wing during their entire miserable lives. They are unable to do anything natural, such as dust bathing or foraging through the grass. It takes an average of 34 hours in these conditions to produce just one egg. When egg production drops, producers often shock the bodies of the worn-out birds into another laying cycle by withholding food for up to 14 days.
They just pushed on him.
Temporary worker Dimitri Demour died after roughly 2,000 bargain hunters rushed through the doors just before 5 a.m. His family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit, claiming Walmart failed to provide adequate security for the crowd. The lawsuit also claims Walmart was reckless and negligent and engaged in specific marketing and advertising techniques to specifically attract a large crowd and create an environment of frenzy and mayhem.
And there's great bargains, limited quantities of merchandise, and you have a crowd that can grow beyond the quantity available. It is a recipe for disaster.
Walmart has issued a statement saying it will cooperate with local law enforcement officials to develop stronger safety measures for the future. The lawsuit also names three other defendants, the nearby mall, the realty company that manages the property, and a security company hired to patrol the area. One declined to comment, and there's no word from the others.
Yep.
300 million turkeys are raised in massive sheds on factory farms and slaughtered in the U.S. For their entire lives, turkeys are cooped up in their own feces and urine, unable to breathe fresh air, feel the sun on their backs, build nests, or do anything else that is natural to them. Many die of stress, overheating, or problems caused by poor ventilation. They're drugged and genetically bred to grow so quickly that their legs often collapse beneath them, leading to lameness or leg deformities. Others suffer heart attacks or seizures when their internal organs simply can't handle the stress or support their massive, artificially induced bulk.
Just corruption.
Cruel killing methods are common on these farms.
They threatened, it was intimidating against the jurors. Of course, she was found guilty.
During transport, turkeys are crammed onto trucks by the thousands and forced to travel through all weather extremes. Many birds freeze to death or die of heat exhaustion. Traffic accidents during transport are common, especially in the month before Thanksgiving. Injured birds who don't die in the accidents are loaded back onto the trucks to be shipped, often with broken bones, to the slaughterhouse. At slaughter, turkeys have their throats cut while they are still completely conscious, and many are scalded to death in feather removal tanks. Like other birds, turkeys are not included in the Humane Methods of Slaughter Act, so they receive absolutely no protection from inhumane killing methods.
Flesh. At this rate, I'll die of sleep deprivation before I find out if the revenge can ever be sated. I'll admit I was jubilant over the bloodbath of the Ramachandran GHF-1 escape. I took a pilgrimage to the smoldering remains of the Department of Poultry Science. Weaving my way through American flag jean jackets and 11-25-11 never forget hats, I silently chuckled as I eavesdropped.
President Janet Bush kills every last brown heathen to make us safe from terrorism. And now we gotta worry about steroid-addicted transgenic turkeys?
I shiver in the corner of my hideout in the French wilderness of no return. Maybe my choice of construction materials will buy me mercy. When they eliminated the endocrinologists, I called it justice. When they killed the meat-eaters, I considered it karma. I shrugged when they came for the ovo-lacto vegetarians. Now my hope is that they understand human language.
Look!
I pant from the entrance to my shelter.
Constructed of tofurkey boxes. I subsisted on this since childhood. Peace.
Vegans are a docile human breed. Social, they like living in a barn with hundreds of their kind. Stupid, they drown if left out in the rain. We are a peaceful society, and we treat our people humanely, from breeding to slaughter.
Everything ain't right. Everything ain't right.
He had no training in crowd control and had only been working at the Walmart for a week. At least four of the people were treated at hospitals, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant. Police are reviewing store video to identify possible suspects in DeMoore's death and say criminal charges are unlikely. Boston's, the Associated Press.
Yeah. started the border picked up shopping in spite of
extra security and working closely with police
border
cautions at the store. Meanwhile, those who knew Damore call his death senseless.
Sounds kind of crazy. They act like animals. Just to buy something for $5, save $5, and actually murdered this guy.
Holiday hunt for bargains could cost someone their life.
It was just total mayhem.
This woman was inside the store. She says the 34-year-old worker could not survive the crush of humanity when the pre-dawn blitz line made its way through the doors.
He was trying to control the crowd. No use. They just pushed on him.
That employee fell to the floor, was stepped on by hundreds of people.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving. I hope you had a nice meal. I hope you watched a little football. I hope you reflected a little bit on the devastating genocide of the Native American people. I hope then after that you watched a little more football. Of course, for me, personally, the real holiday, not so much Thanksgiving as the day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, biggest shopping day of the year. Man, I train all year for that. I do your curls and your push-ups and your delt slams and your tricep squiggles. I do your glute ups. I do your, and then when I'm really just pumped, when I'm ready, spend the night in the Costco parking lot, and as soon as those doors open, bam, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
No, no, that is my jug of ornaments. Blotch!
No use. They just pushed on them.
Temporary worker Dimitri Demure.
I clearly wasn't alone, as this year's Black Friday, it did show a 3% increase in retail sales and a death toll of 3. I want to reiterate that. 3 people in America died as a result of wanting to get a jump on their holiday shopping. Although on the plus side, giving your kids the Elmo, because I've got me some. Don't worry, my kids don't watch this show, so I'm not blowing you. There's nothing that can bring me down now.
This is CNN Breaking News.
It is official, the U.S. economy is now in recession.
Told me that last week. I bought an actual size model, actual size of the Millennium Falcon made out of Legos and white chocolate from Hemaker Schlemaker.
Lawsuit claiming Walmart failed to provide adequate security for the crowd.
Thank you.
Thank you. Say words before the song coming up. Yeah, but the song, but the music is coming in too fast before me. But the music is coming in too fast before me. Yeah.
It is a deep thing. that people still celebrate the survival of the early colonists at Plymouth by giving thanks to the Christian God who supposedly protected and championed the European invasion. The real meaning of all that, then and now, needs to be continually excavated. The myths and lies that surround the past are constantly draped over the horrors and tortures of our present. Every schoolchild in the United States has been taught that the pilgrims of the Plymouth colony invited the local Indians in a major harvest feast after surviving their first bitter year in New England. But the real history of Thanksgiving is a story of the murder of indigenous people and the theft of their land by European colonialists and of the ruthless ways of capitalism. This is Native Blood.
In the library by the end of the school day today. Doesn't seem like they gave us a lot of notice on that. Oh, well. For lunch today, the cafeteria will be serving a selection of cold sandwiches. Cold sandwiches. Oh, well, thank you so much. Remember when we used to be served hot food? I mean, what has happened to our school? This school is transforming into something very bad. And why? Because we have leadership that doesn't care. I'm talking, of course, about our student body president, Wendy Testerberger. Ever since Wendy was elected student body president, this school has started a rapid decline towards some socialist regime where students no longer have a voice. Music room will be closed off today due to painting. All students in band or choir will meet in the gymnasium instead. So now the school is using money to paint the music room. How old and outdated is our playground equipment? What other school has a 15-year-old merry-go-round on it? Our school president is turning this whole place into communist Russia.
It's not a coincidence that once Wendy took office, this school started coming apart at the seams. Your teachers don't want to tell you, but they are scared, and they should be, because the very fabric of this elementary school is tearing from all corners.
Oh, geez.
But hey, I'm just a normal kid, like you, except that I ask questions. And because I'm brave enough to ask questions, I come under scrutiny. Is Wendy using your lunch money to buy heroin? Probably not. But how can we know? I don't want my lunch money going to drugs. Who's taking these drugs? What would be the point? I'm asking questions.
Will somebody shut him up?
You wanted to see me, Principal Victoria?
The job is to read what is written on the paper, Eric, not to embellish the way you do.
Oh, I get it. You're trying to silence me. You're scared that somebody is standing up to this school and its president for once.
No, it's just that the announcements need to be quick so the students can get on with their work.
Oh, really? Then how come Gordon Stolsky got to go on for like 5 minutes that one day?
Well, because he was being murdered.
You just want somebody to read what's in front of them like a brainwashed zombie, is that it? Hey, Mr. Mackey, I am not Gordon Stolsky, okay? I'm not some dog on a leash that just blindly says what he's told until he's killed.
All we ask is you keep it shorter.
Oh, I will. And maybe I'll also have a word with the ACLU. Tell them that a student is being told not to speak out against his school. Last week was a complete failure. And besides that, who actually voted for Wendy Testaverde? I know I didn't. And everyone who did is now scratching their heads and going, whoops, guess I shouldn't have done that. I'm not in the student council. I'm just a normal kid like all of you. And like all of you, I want to know what has happened to my school.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America. Our United States, not the one Wendy Testaverde would have. A socialist dunghole.
A socialist dunghole.
of hers.
I can't think of the policies right off the bat. She's someone who can make a difference?
Yeah. What differences would you like to see her make?
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it.
What are her proposals for healthcare?
I'm not really sure.
Well, what are some issues of hers that you agree with?
I'm not sure where you're going with that. What issues?
How about foreign policy? What would you like to see her do in terms of foreign policy?
To be honest with you, I don't know anything about her foreign policy. I don't know. I really don't have an answer. I don't know her well enough, her thinking. I don't know what she knows or what she doesn't know. I wouldn't know half the stuff that probably some people ask me.
What do you think she would bring in terms of policy to office?
Good judgment again.
Any specifics?
I think that she would get control of some of the out-of-control spending.
Clean up the spending. Stop the spending.
She's for decreased taxes, cutting taxes, making a more, entrepreneurial, conducive environment for our country, you know, getting back less government dependence.
Is written on the paper, Eric. Not
on things, back to individuals, and just healthy country.
What's some of the spending you'd like to see cut?
All of it.
Definitely more cost efficiencies and
can get on with their work.
Oh, really? Then how come Gordon Snowski got to go on for like 5 minutes that one day?
Well, because he was being murdered.
You just want somebody to read what's in front of them like a brainwashed zombie. Is that it?
Tell us why you're out here today.
I am out here to
tell them that a student is being told not to speak.
Today, because I want to meet Sarah Palin.
Oh, we're out here to have a chance to meet Sarah Palin.
Doesn't back her, doesn't matter because she's going to get the presidency.
And do you hope she runs for president?
I'd love it.
I would like to see her be our first female president.
What are some particular issues of Sarah's that you would like to see her bring to office?
Oh, gee.
Cut me out here, guys.
Fairness. Realness.
Any policies, I guess, specifically that you of hers?
Engaged in specific marketing.
I can't think of the policies right off the bat.
Specifically attract a large crowd, create an environment of frenzy and mayhem.
And it's great bargains for limited quantities of merchandise. And you have a crowd that can grow beyond the quantity available. It is a recipe for progress.
Spectacle, it is a realization of the mind.
proposed by Democrats in Congress?
I don't know too much about it, but I mean, a lot of it's just the whole, like, too much spending for, it's, you know, it sounds great on paper, but really it means people are going to suffer in the end, so.
You want to give away your own money, that's fine, but don't tell me to give away my money. That's socialism.
Barack Obama, he wrote 2 books describing in detail exactly what he's going to do. Well, you know, his Marxism, Leninism, you know, socialism.
I think that she would acknowledge the system of government in the United States rather than focus of administration of czars.
Yeah. And what are some of your problems with czars?
I'm an American. Yeah. We don't have czars.
I don't think he likes the military. I think he can pretend that he does. I don't think he likes the military at all.
The way I think the country's going, I'm wondering whether or not we're going to have a presidential election in 2012.
Yeah.
I know there's some backroom talk of martial law. I'll give you one scenario that would absolutely do it, is if an atom bomb goes off in the United States.
We're no longer an exceptional country. We're no longer the shining light, the beacon to the world of what a society should look to be as far as freedom. We're just another country.
And you think Sarah will win if she throws her hat into the ring?
Well, he's naturalizing a lot of the illegal aliens. He's in the process of doing it. They're saying she's not going to have the votes when you throw those numbers in.
There won't be enough white votes on one side to get a candidate through.
No way.
I don't think he's even an American citizen.
We do need to have profiling. I mean, the politically correctness has got to get out now. I mean, we're Americans, and she sticks up for the American people, not for other people. We're first, other people last. When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Yeah. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
The state that she did govern was right across the street from Russia.
Limited quantities of merchandise. And you have a crowd that can grow beyond the quantity available. It is a recipe for disaster.
Walmart has issued a statement saying it will cooperate with local law enforcement officials to develop stronger safety measures for the future. The lawsuit also names 3 other defendants, the nearby mall, the realty company that manages the property, and a security company hired to patrol the area. One declined to comment, and there's no word from the others.
In our assessment, there were not adequate protocols in place.
A lawyer for Demure's family says he had no training in crowd control and had only been working at the Walmart for a week.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. It's been the Furious George Show tonight, starting off at 10 o'clock, as we do at WCOM Radio, LPFM, low-power, micro-powered, community-based radio. And we do all things Furious here, especially all those things that are effed up in the world. And today and tomorrow, Thanksgiving and Black Friday are some really whacked out holidays, people. Please just open your eyes and look at how whacked out these holidays are. If you've gotten through the end of the show and you've listened to most of it, hopefully you'll get some idea of what I'm freaked out about it. And while I freak out, as Furious George does, I like to play some crazy cool hip-hop. So if you're interested in more about it, go to wcomradio.org. Or go to furiousg.blogspot.com. But mostly, tonight we spotlighted all the crazy shopping mayhem that goes down on Black Fridays. And the day that really should be what is, to many, it's called Buy Nothing Day tomorrow. Try to go through the entire day without buying anything. I dare you. It's hard. Even for a radical, crazy, true-hugging, furious freak like myself. So that was in the spotlight tonight, as well as what was going on with on your plate. Hopefully you became a little bit more aware, but maybe also considered earlier that genetically modified factory farming turkeys is just cruel on an unbelievable scale. And I swear, tofurkey's good if you know how to squeeze some garlic in there. What else? We talked about South Park. We had some Sarah Palin wackitude. We'll do this and more next Thursday. It's called The Furious George Show. And in the spirit of local, homegrown, non-homogenized music, thinking local, we're going to go to the mountains here with some Asheville music. This album, probably my favorite album of the year. I've already played like two songs off it. Two fresh beats from Asheville, the Baker's Dozen. Check out their stuff online. They have a cool MySpace page. We've also played a lot of cool, crazy stuff from a guy named Slugabed. There in the background, this is from a really cool track called Steppa's Delight. And, I don't know, cool time of year. November 30th is the 10th anniversary of the protest that went down in Seattle against the World Trade Organization, 1999. So, with that in mind, I do wish you a good, healthy, happy rest holiday, or however you decide to spend it. I'll see you next week. I'm furious. Furious. Michael Power Radio.
I'm gonna go get some more.